Not many Springbok rugby players only take up the game at 18, but Lizo Koboko did. He also has his own foundation, went to a primary school under a tree, and at one stage fed starving kids out of his own pocket. The Bulls prop clearly thinks about life a little more deeply than your average rugby player. And he actually enjoyed lockdown with his wife and two kids.
I'm one lucky guy, because my wife actually is very good at the school work. So she was the one assisting them. I was just playing with them, trying to take them out of that class, of that lecture. But it was such an awesome time. I actually enjoyed spending more time with the family. You know, we're always traveling. So I really enjoyed just having more time with them and giving them attention and, you know, playing games every day. And the bond just got stronger, you know, as a family, which I really appreciated. And also just taking a break from contact, you know, I think will do us good, you know, in the long run in our careers. So my wife actually tutored the first years while she was doing the last year in varsity. So she was just teaching in varsity the first years. So she's very good with teaching and stuff. So she was more on that role of helping with schoolwork.
Yeah, I guess you can say it's one of the few positives to come out of COVID-19 and the lockdown is the bringing of families closer together, as long as you can handle it being in each other's space, eh?
100%, eh? 100%. I think there's always disagreements in every relationship, but it's just how you handle those and, you know, knowing that you love each other at the end of the day and you are building each other, you're building this family and... you know, nothing beats that as long as the values are still the same, because people grow, you know, we all grow. And if in our growing, we're still relevant and still want to build the same thing, you know, I think then you stay together. And, you know, it really, really, really helped us, you know, especially myself, you know, just to spend time with family and not coming back tired and half here, half asleep, half giving them attention, you know, where
yeah.
I woke up, I was fresh and I had maybe one gym session and I'd still like just give them my full attention and just enjoy the milestones, you know, of the kids when they are growing, the changes as well. You see them closer, you know, which is something that I really appreciated. I would say there's a lot of positives that got out of it.
Tell me now, what's it like back in training and playing under a new coach in Jake White?
That's awesome, mate. You know, by him being there, he just brings so much confidence, you know, around. He's a guy with high standards, you know, contrary to the popular belief that he's not a nice person or, you know, he's just a professional, you know, he has high standards and he fights for those standards, which I think is much needed if you want to win trophies and if you're in a professional environment. We're really enjoying him as players. It's great to be back at training, you know. We are fresh now. We've been away for a few months. Everyone is just itching to get back to playing rugby again.
Yeah.
You know, I must say it was the first time in my career where I enjoyed pre-season even, you know, working hard because we've been sitting at home for so long, you know, just being out there and just running, working hard. It's really just positive vibes at the camp at the moment.
I just want to take you back, Lizo, and look at, you know, certain milestones in your career. And I think, you know, certainly in rugby circles, perhaps it's a relatively well-known fact, but perhaps in broader sports circles, it's not that well-known that you only took up the game at the age of 18 or 19, am I right? And can you tell me a little bit about how that all transpired?
Yeah, so I basically grew up in Davangulu. I was born in Mount Frere. That's where my parents live. I'm from Mount Frere, but when I was 4 months, I went to stay with my grandmother from my mom's side in Tabangulu, which is close to Mount Frere. And I grew up there. I went to school under a tree. We didn't have classrooms, you know, put a bag on, I think a board on the tree, and training we don't go. That was us, grade one, grade two, grade three, grade four. And the older kids would walk kilometers to go to schools, you know. So that's how I grew up. Played soccer all my life, did athletics, 100 meters, 150 relays. And then I went to study, you know, that's when I started playing rugby. My high school is called Ndabangulu High School, and there's still no rugby this day, but through my foundation, the Lizo Kopola Foundation, we are starting to introduce it back home and inviting some scouts when we have tournaments. But I'll get back to that point later. So in Durban, I went there to study. I was studying business management, which I finished, graduated. I was just focused on that, and I saw a guy, a neighbor of mine, always had balls, rugby balls, in his car, and I asked him if I could join him, you know, because I looked at him and I was like, this guy is smaller than me, and if he can play rugby, I can definitely play too, you know. And he invited me to his club, you know, Queensborough Club in Escombe in Malvern, that's in Durban now. You know, I was doing my, I was 18 years doing my first year.
Liesl, would you say that growing up in fairly modest background and beginnings in Mount Frere in the Eastern Cape has informed perhaps your desire to start a foundation? You mentioned the Liesl Qoboka Foundation, and I saw something, you know, a while ago saying when you were handing out food parcels in Pretoria a couple of months ago that you know what it's like to be hungry and that no one should have to go through that.
Yeah, 100%. I remember someone knocked at my door at like 20 to 10 at night, a friend of mine, Shange. His name is Zakatelo Shange. I had already given up on getting food that day, you know, and that's why I always say starvation is not something that can be postponed, you know, because hunger is now. When you're hungry, you can't think of anything else. You can't concentrate. You're only thinking about food. So I would say big part of you know, really starting a foundation is growing up in a place where there's no real opportunities, you know. And I believe that I cannot be the only one that comes from Mount Frere that is talented in rugby and sport, in soccer, and anything. You know, but there's just no opportunities. No one is looking at them. No one is giving them opportunities. No one is empowering them. So they end up just, you know, just drinking and turning into drugs and in and out of jail. You know, my friends are in and out of jail and, you know, just smoking their lives away, you know, which is sad because I went to school with these people. So with the Lizard Kopova Foundation, we're just aiming to, our main purpose is to give opportunity through sports and education. The past 2 years now, we gave two girls bursaries, you know, because I'm big in education as well. These two girls, one of them was sitting at home for 5 years, you know, could not go on with her studies after matric because of finances, and the other one dropped out actually 4 years ago. And now she's doing second year here in Joburg, you know, in Pretoria. So things like that, man, giving people hope, empowering people, you know, is what we're passionate about. We've got a boy in the School of Excellence as well that we got him a bursary there, you know. He plays soccer. So we have soccer, rugby, netball, ladies soccer, ladies rugby, you know. And this boy is doing so well in the School of Excellence in Kempty Park, you know, and I wish he makes it in soccer. But for me, just being in a big city with opportunities, you know, that's massive for me because I only grew up when I knew only four professions or five, being a nurse, a teacher, a doctor, or a lawyer, And I didn't know you can be an engineer. I didn't know you can be an accountant or an architect, you know. So by him being exposed in big cities and opportunities, his mind is enlightened. And that's exactly what we are after, just to empower people, enlighten people, and give them opportunities.
Do you see it as your job as a role model, Lizo, and perhaps a bit of what rugby has given you, you'd like to give back to your community, certainly the community that you grew up in?
It's something that that's always been in me, you know, personally, because I remember in 2012, I was feeding kids out of my own salary, my first salary that I ever got at the EP Kings, and every, you know, every day at six, I would go pray under the bridge and bring these boys, bread, bring them food, you know. And it was tough because, I mean, it was a very small start in my first contract. And I remember Sheikh Soyuzwapi, the Springboks captain now, Springboks Sevens captain. We stayed together, and he said, he reminded me 2 years ago, he said, we didn't know where you were going every day around 6, 6.30, you know. We only found out after 4 months that you were feeding the kids under the bridge and praying with them every day, you know.
Yeah.
Started with two kids, and within, you know, a few months, we had nine. You know, so I would say it's something that has always been in me, and which is also the way, I think the way that I grew up and the way I was raised contributes to that, because we share, you know, in the community. I used to wake up every day and go ask for mini meal, and the other day it's salt, the other day it's sugar, so... you know, so I think that sharing spirit and caring spirit, you know, I think is one of the reasons really why I'm passionate about and believing that we are all blessed to be a blessing to someone else as well.
Is Lizo, would you say that's a feature of the Xhosa culture, and perhaps that more privileged South Africans, you know, aren't acutely aware of, and it's something that you want to stay true to your culture, and what else about the Xhosa culture informs the way you lead your life?
Respect, hey? I would say it's a massive thing. We grew up, you know, respecting the elderly people and respecting the younger ones as well, and just respecting yourself as well. You know, it's something that you know, that helps me now in my marriage, in my relationships, in my professional environment. So, you know, just having a respect for people, you know, and really caring is things that I've been I was taught from a young age, which I think are really helping me even at this point in my life.
So you mentioned the time in Durban. We're going to fast forward, I think, through the early years of your career. You know, the first contract with the EP Kings, a bit of time with the Southern Kings, some Curry Cup, and then you joined the Bulls in 2015, Lizo. Now, as a young kid growing up in Mount Freer, did you ever think you'd ever end up living in Pretoria?
Never, ever. I didn't even know that playing professional sports is something that you can make a living out of, you know. Even when I started, I just started playing just for fun. I was focused on my studies, you know, because I loved sport in general. So it was just something to do after, because I know that sport, you know, when I grew up playing soccer, I was, you know, not in the street because of sport. I was not doing drugs because of sport. Sports taught me discipline. It taught me working with other people, you know, and, you know, hard work, resilience, you know. So those were the things that I was after. I didn't know you can make a living out of, you know.
It's been 5 years in Pretoria now, Lizo, with the box and obviously, with the Bulls, and obviously during that time you made your Springbok debut. What is it about Pretoria you think it's obviously differentiates it from the other cities in South Africa, and what do you like about it?
It's really chilled, eh? It's really chilled, Pretoria. Lovely people, you know, passionate people. You know, when we're doing well or doing bad, we've got amazing supporters. That's what I've experienced, because the past few years have not been good at the Bulls. So, but the support that we've received, that we got from people, is amazing. You know, not only on the rugby field, but when you bump into people in malls and, you know, in public, people appreciate you, you know, and so that I've enjoyed, and they're passionate and they know their sport, you know, they know their history. You know, some people know more than I do, you know, about rugby, so I appreciate that. And the fact that Pretoria is just laid back, you know, not as fast as Joburg, even though they are close, you know, I've really just enjoyed it.
What about some of the things that Lizo Koboka likes to get up to away from the rugby field, Lizo?
I enjoy family time, you know, just having a braai, invite friends over, you know, chill a bit. I love reading, you know, currently reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, and also another book titled People Over Profit. So I'm just enjoying my reading, you know, that's an everyday thing that I do. And so that's me.
What about musical tastes or TV tastes, or are you into cars?
I really love the cars. I like, you know, just shopping for houses as well. I mean, in my app, just looking at the houses, I love buildings, I just love property, you know. I'm doing that business as well. I'm very passionate about it. I loved playing soccer, you know, even when I was a few years ago, playing professional, but played soccer, but then I was stopped because I could pick up an injury, you know. I would say something that I want to start, you know, playing now for fun is golf, you know, because you get to connect with people, you spend a lot of time with people while enjoying the game. You know, even though it takes like a lot of time, 5 hours, but I think it's something that I'm going to start doing in the near future.
You mentioned the property business. Is that something that you've set up on the side, a property business?
Yes, I'm doing that currently. It's been a few years now, so it's growing nicely. You know, I think it's very important, especially as a sportsman, to do something on the side. You know, even if you're not making money currently, but the fact that you are gaining experience and knowledge in the space that you wanna be involved in after rugby, I think it's important that you invest your time in learning while rugby is buying you time and paying you. You can pick up a skill or knowledge, you know, outside of rugby.
Is that a failing, you think, of many sportsmen and even in the rugby space, that players don't prepare for life after rugby?
I think so. I think it has a big contribution, because sometimes we think, now I'm just going to save. But I tell you now, money without financial education, financial literacy is money soon gone. So I've had to be intentional about learning about money, you know, because I've got a qualification, but I didn't know anything about money. And I feel it's something, as rugby players, soccer players, all the sportsmen, you know, can learn and empower themselves, you know, by educating themselves about money, you know, and also just do something else on your off days. We've got a lot of time. Sometimes you finish training at 12, you can go shadow someone, you know. I mean, people are always willing to work with the sportsmen, you know. You can go shadow a manager for 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours. You learn something, you know, that you that can help you later in your life, other than just, you know, being in the bubble and know nothing else besides rugby.
There's no doubt Lizo Koboka knows plenty outside rugby and looks set to take his success on the field into another space in the future. He's not only a great example of a South African sportsman doing some good, he's also clearly one of the good guys.